Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Supreme Court permits Election Commission to proceed with electoral roll revision exercise in poll-bound Bihar. Ask poll body to consider accepting key documents including Aadhaar and voter ID card. Centre approves release of over 1,000 crore rupees to flood and landslide affected states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs 27th meeting of Eastern Zonal Council at Ranchi in Jharkhand. India's fish production more than doubled to 295 lakh tons in last 11 years. In cricket, hosts England recover after losing early wickets against India on opening day of third test at Lord's. And in Wimbledon tennis, Amanda Anisimova upsets top seed Arina Sabalenka to enter women's singles final. And now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. We have a report.
While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. The top court agreed to urgently list the batch of pleas against the SIR in Bihar after several petitions claimed that the electoral roll revision exercise can arbitrarily and without due process disenfranchise lakhs of voters from electing their representatives. Shagun Chopra, News Desk.
Meanwhile, according to the official sources, the Election Commission is already taking Aadhaar as per page 16 of SIR. The elector's photo identity card or EPIC number is pre-printed on the enumeration forms given. The poll body has said that over 5 crore 22 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the SIR initiative, which is over 66% of the total enumeration forms. In a statement, the commission said over 7 crore 90 lakh enumeration forms were printed and nearly 98% forms totaling 7 crore 71 lakh have already been distributed to the electors whose names were in the electoral roll as on the 24th of last month. The poll body expressed hope that the exercise of collecting the enumeration forms could be completed well before the stipulated date of 25th of this month. The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood landslides affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees have been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala, and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon. The ministry said the government is fully committed to providing all possible assistance to flood, landslides, cloudbursts affected states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the 27th meeting of the Eastern Zonal Council in Ranchi today. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Shah reiterated the government's commitment to eliminate Naxalism from the country by the 31st of March next year. He also praised the unprecedented success achieved against Naxalism. Mr. Shah said that it has been possible due to the unity shown by all the states and the bravery of the security forces. The Union Minister said that more efforts need to be made by the states of the eastern region towards the full implementation of the three new criminal laws. Mr. Shah also said that the regional councils have now become actionable platforms. The pending issues related to Masanjor Dam, Tayapur Barrage and Indrapuri Reservoir were discussed in detail in the meeting. Besides, issues related to sharing of liabilities between Bihar and Jharkhand were also discussed in detail, and decisions were taken to take decisive steps through mutual consent towards attaining their resolution. The meeting was attended by Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Sorin, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and West Bengal Finance Minister, Chief Secretaries and other senior officials of member states and senior officials of the central government. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. Mr. Dhankar was addressing a conference on Indian knowledge systems at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi.
Indian knowledge systems continue to radiate from hotspots around the world. We should reclaim that heritage, nurture it, and ensure its blossoming. We should continue to connect to the roots of Bharat. India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. This is very significant. Rise without this is not lasting. Rise without this is not in harmony with our traditions. The strength of the nation inhabits in its originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions. That is the kind of soft power.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Pradhan was speaking after inaugurating the two-day conference of vice-chancellors of central universities at Kevadia in Narmada district of Gujarat today.
Rashtriya Shiksha Niti 2020 hamare samne ek clarity ki pathway hai hamare samne. Jab agar hum pichle 10 saal ki 11 saal ki ek samiksha karte hain 2014-15 ki base data se baseline data se aaj hum logon ki 30% increase hui hai uchcha shiksha ki participation. Usme se mahilaon ki sabse zyada hui hai 38%. Hamari PhD scholars ki sankhya badhi hai. Hamari scheduled tribes students ki 14 ki tulna mein abhi 10% growth hui hai. SCs ki schedule कास्ट की हमारी 8% ग्रोथ हुई है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दीज स्टोरीज एंड मोर लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड डाउनलोड द न्यूज ऑन AIR ऐप. वेलकम बैक. यू लिसनिंग टू न्यूज एट 9. India's fish production has more than doubled in 11 years from 95.79 lakh tons to 195 lakh tons, reflecting the success of the country's Blue Revolution launched by the centre. Announcing this on National Fish Farmers Day in Bhubaneswar, Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, highlighted 140% growth in inland fisheries and aquaculture. He said seafood exports surpassed 60,500 crore rupees, with India retaining its global lead in shrimp exports. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that India has seen 4,000% increase in installed solar capacity. Addressing the 11th India Energy Storage Week 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal noted that the country's renewable energy capacity now stands at a robust 227 gigawatt. He said India is likely the first G20 nation to have met its nationally determined contributions under the Paris Agreement. In Gujarat, a day after the collapse of a section of a slab of the Mojpur Gambhira Bridge over the Mahisagar River in Vadodara district, the state government has taken action against responsible officials based on preliminary investigation findings in the incident. The state government has suspended executive engineer, two deputy executive engineers and assistant engineer of the Roads and Buildings Department with immediate effect. Meanwhile, District Collector Anil Dhamelia said the death toll due to the bridge collapse has reached 15.
तीन डेड बॉडीज रिकवर की है, तो अभी तक जो डेथ का टोल है अभी तक 15 हुआ है। इसके अलावा भी जो मिसिंग पर्सन है उसका लिस्ट भी हमारे पास है, जिसमें 3 मिसिंग पर्सन है। हमारी पूरी टीम यहाँ पर एटलीस्ट 10 अलग अलग एजेंसीज है जो इस रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन में लगी हुई है, और कल सुबह से रात लेट नाइट तक उन्होंने कंटिन्यूस काम किया है। अभी ज्यादातर 3 पॉसिबिलिटी है। इसके अलावा वेगनर और आइसर की डिटेल्स हम चेक कर रहे हैं, और उसकी डिटेल्स इसमें कितने पर्सन थे उसकी डिटेल्स भी चेक कर रहे हैं। डिफिकल्टी यही है कि यहाँ पर कीचड़ का काफी लेवल है और उसमें कोई भी मशीनरी काम नहीं कर रही है, और यहाँ पर पूरी टीम लगी हुई है कि उसको कैसे निकाला जाए, और पूरी टीम कोऑर्डिनेशन में काम कर।
The India Meteorological Department (IMD) has said that very heavy rainfall activity will continue over northwestern parts of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. Similar weather conditions are expected to continue over central India during the next 4 to 5 days. Heavy rainfall is expected in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, eastern Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand tomorrow. In Madhya Pradesh, amid heavy rainfall, the Met Department has issued a flash flood warning for several districts of the state, including Anuppur, Balaghat, Chhatarpur, Shahdol and Umaria. More from our correspondent.
The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rain in 9 districts, including Singrauli, Shahdol, Balaghat. A yellow alert for heavy rain issued for all other districts of the state. According to the department, the rain will continue in the state till 14th of July. Meanwhile, 4 inches of rain are recorded in Damo district in a day. At the same time, 3 inches of rain was recorded in Shivpuri, 2.5 inches in Gwalior and Rewa. About 32 inches of rain received in Mandla district since June 18th. Prashant Sharma, Akash.
In Himachal Pradesh, since the arrival of southwest monsoons last month, the state has been experiencing heavy rainfall, cloudbursts and flash floods, significantly disrupting normal life. Intermittent moderate to heavy showers continued across most parts of the state today, including in capital Shimla. The IMD has issued a forecast for heavy rainfall across the state for the next 24 hours, urging residents and travellers to remain cautious. A report.
Due to the unusual rainfall during this monsoon season in Himachal Pradesh, 22 incidents of cloudbursts, 31 flash floods and 17 landslides have been reported so far. As per the latest report from the State Emergency Operations Center, 91 people have lost their lives, 131 have been injured and 34 people are still missing due to rain-related incidents. One national highway and 207 other roads are currently closed in the state. Additionally, 132 electricity transformers and 812 drinking water schemes have also been affected. Apart from this, a total of 432 houses have been completely destroyed, while 928 houses have suffered partial damage in this disaster. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In business news, domestic benchmark indices slipped today as weakness in IT stocks outweighed gains in financials. At close, the Sensex was down 345 points at 83,190 and the Nifty 50 was down 121 points at 25,355. On to sports now. In cricket, host England staged a steady recovery after a shaky start against India on the opening day of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Choosing to bat first after winning the toss, England were rocked early by Indian medium fast seam bowler Nitish Kumar Reddy, who removed openers Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley in the same over, leaving the home side reeling within the first hour. The hosts were 185 for 4 when reports last came in. The 5-match series is currently level at 1-1. England pacer Jofra Archer returns to Test cricket after a 4-year hiatus due to back and elbow injuries. For India, with Jasprit Bumrah returning for the third match after being rested in second test, the bowling lineup of visitors appears significantly bolstered. In Wimbledon tennis, 13-seed American Amanda Anisimova has stunned top seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 to sail into the women's singles final this evening. Later, 8-seed Iga Swiatek of Poland will face Belinda Bencic of Switzerland in the other last four clash tonight. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court permits Election Commission to proceed with electoral roll revision exercise in poll-bound Bihar. Asks poll body to consider accepting key documents including Aadhaar and voter ID card. Centre approves release of over 1,000 crore rupees to flood and landslide affected states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs 27th meeting of Eastern Zonal Council at Ranchi in Jharkhand. India's fish production more than doubled to 295 lakh tons in last 11 years. In cricket, host England recover after losing early wickets against India on opening day of third test at Lord's. And in Wimbledon tennis, Amanda Anisimova upsets top seed Arina Sabalenka to enter women's singles final. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.